Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Sturm. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chandler, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sturm scoops it up and throws to first, with Chandler covering, for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Chandler covering, for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive to center field. DiMaggio throws towards Gordon. Gordon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. Lodigiani scores. Hoog moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sturm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sturm scoops it up and throws to first, with Chandler covering, for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolf for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henrik. Lottigiani reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Lottigiani moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0 for 1 in the game. Chandler is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturm moves to second. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrik strikes out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey is walked intentionally. George Selkirk pinch hits for Frankie Crosetti. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Lottigiani applying the tag. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is walked intentionally. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0-for-2 in the game. Chandler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto now playing shortstop. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lottigiani moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lottigiani moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sturm hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Henrick takes first base on ball 4. Rolfe moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 3 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 4 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sturm fields it and throws to second for the out. Knickerbocker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lottigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sturm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Jerry Pretty pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Spud Chandler. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sturm hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.